Pakistan, Islamist Prime Minister Imran Khan stops no-confidence vote by dissolving parliament. By Gabrielle Reyes on April 4, 2022. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan on Sunday halted a planned no-confidence vote against him by Pakistan's National Assembly. The Pakistani newspaper Dawn reported, noting the action took place shortly before Khan additionally moved to dissolve Pakistan's parliament. Pakistan National Assembly Deputy Speaker Kasim Khan Suri on Sunday, April 3, dismissed the no-trust move against Prime Minister Imran Khan, terming it against Article 5 of the Pakistan Constitution, the newspaper reported. Article 5 of the Pakistan Constitution states the following, according to the Pakistani news channel GOTV. 1. Loyalty to the state is the basic duty of every citizen. 2. Obedience to the Constitution and law is the inviolable obligation of every citizen wherever he may be and of every other person for the time being within Pakistan. Moments after Suri dismissed the no-confidence resolution against Khan on Sunday, Khan announced he had advised Pakistan President Arif Alvi to dissolve Pakistan's National Assembly under Article 58 of the Pakistan Constitution. The Prime Minister then asked Pakistan's public to prepare for fresh national elections in a televised address. Article 58 of the Pakistan Constitution states, in part, the President may also dissolve the National Assembly in his discretion where, in his opinion, a situation has arisen in which the government of the Federation cannot be carried on in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution and an appeal to the electorate is necessary. Pakistan opposition parties filed a no-confidence motion against Prime Minister Khan on March 8. Khan has accused foreign forces, namely members of the U.S. State Department, of instigating the no-confidence motion as part of a greater effort to enact regime change in Pakistan. Pakistan Information Minister Fawad Chowdhury told ministers of Pakistan's parliament on April 3 that Islamabad had learned of an operation for a regime change by a foreign government. This revelation paved the way for Suri, a close ally of Khan, to declare the no-confidence motion unconstitutional. Some observers of Pakistan's planned no-confidence motion against Khan believed the Prime Minister would be successfully ousted by the vote. After Khan's administration scrapped the vote on Sunday, Pakistani opposition parties on Monday held out hope that Pakistan's Supreme Court might overrule the decision in the coming days. All eyes will now be on the position of Pakistan's powerful military. They are widely seen as having helped Imran Khan into power in 2018, the BBC noted on April 4. Now an alleged rift between the two sides prompted the opposition to launch this attack on him, according to the British broadcaster's analysis. The BBC pointed to Khan's refusal to sign off on the appointment of a new chief of Pakistan's powerful IC intelligence agency in October 2021 as the source of Khan's current power struggle with the Pakistani military.